Some of the most valuable biological research being done today, the kind that helps scientists understand how pathogens spread, evolve, and evade immunity, carries an uncomfortable feature. The same knowledge that helps prevent a pandemic could, in the wrong hands or amid the wrong failure, help cause one. A new policy review lays out a detailed blueprint for how countries could manage that tension systematically, rather than through the patchwork of rules that currently governs this work worldwide. The paper, published in Frontiers in Bioengineering and Biotechnology, comes from Ruihan Zhang at the School of Population Health, UNSW Sydney. It focuses on dual-use research of concern, legitimate life science work that could reasonably be expected to be misapplied to cause serious harm to people, animals, plants, or the environment. Zhang's review draws on 37 sources spanning international frameworks, national policies, and academic literature to argue that oversight of this research remains fragmented across countries and sectors, even as the underlying science accelerates. The urgency, according to the review, stems from a widening gap between technological capability and regulatory capacity. Advances in synthetic biology, gene editing, and AI-assisted design tools are lowering the technical barriers to high-risk biological work faster than oversight systems can adapt. Benchtop DNA synthesizers that once cost hundreds of thousands of dollars are becoming accessible to smaller labs and even individuals outside traditional institutions, reshaping who is capable of doing this kind of work. Compounding the concern, the review cites a Lancet microbe scoping study that documented dozens of laboratory-acquired infections and pathogen escapes worldwide between 2000 and 2021. The review identifies five overlapping threat pathways relevant to this kind of research: accidental release from failures in laboratory biosafety, malicious or coerced insider misuse, cyber attacks that could manipulate lab systems or steal sensitive data, research happening outside formal institutional oversight, including some DIY biology settings, and the risk that detailed methods or data published openly could lower the barrier for hostile actors. Each pathway, the review notes, calls for a different kind of safeguard, and effective governance requires treating them as distinct problems rather than folding them into one generic policy. Rather than proposing an entirely new regulatory body, the review synthesizes existing tools into 11 integrated recommendations. It draws on the World Health Organization's 2022 Global Guidance Framework for the Responsible Use of the Life Sciences, the ISO 35001, 2019 Biosafety Risk Management Standard, and design elements of the 2024 U.S. government policy for oversight of dual-use research of concern and pathogens with enhanced pandemic potential. The 11 recommendations touch nearly every layer of the system, establishing a national governance structure, strengthening institutional ethics review, implementing laboratory risk management systems, and addressing cyberbiosecurity. They also call for mitigating insider threats, safeguarding responsible publication practices, and improving early outbreak detection. Rounding out the list are DURC-specific emergency response plans, protections for frontline healthcare and laboratory workers, public engagement on oversight decisions, and institutionalized international collaboration and lessons learned processes. A recurring theme is that worker protection and occupational health, often treated as secondary concerns in biosecurity planning, should be central components rather than afterthoughts. The review also proposes a three-tier implementation sequence so countries with different levels of institutional and financial capacity could adopt foundational governance and surveillance capabilities first, before phasing in more resource-intensive elements like formal cyberbiosecurity audits or insider threat screening programs. The review is candid about the trade-offs such oversight can create. Poorly calibrated regulation can suppress valuable research well beyond its intended target, a risk illustrated by one estimate linking Denmark's 2008 Biosecurity Act to a sharp drop in biotechnology patent output. The review also flags equity concerns. A governance model built around high-income country institutional capacity could create de facto barriers for researchers in lower-resource countries, and insider threat programs, if implemented without procedural safeguards, risk fostering discriminatory scrutiny of staff from marginalized or foreign national backgrounds. Sources and further reading. Zhang R. A National Framework for Managing Dual-Use Research of Concern, Integrating Biosecurity, Public Health, and Research Governance. Frontiers in Bioengineering and Biotechnology, 30 August 2026. This article was researched and sourced by Global Biodefense Editors and reported with Claude AI assistance for drafting and editing.